We're continuing the Shabbos. We just started Klal Gimel. We're learning Siman Aleph. The Chayyim has told us an important point that there is scenarios where a person is allowed to give a non-Jew work to do, which the non-Jew will do on Shabbos, and it does not go under the prohibition of a mir lachem. He's told us that there's going to be 8 conditions which have to be met to permit that. So some of them are going to be an issue of, it's considered that the person is directing the non-Jew to do work and it's problematic. And some of them are going to be based on the problem of Maris Ayin. And so now we mentioned Maris Ayin really has 2 elements to it. Maris Ayin has the appearance of impropriety. So it looks like you're doing something wrong and that's a problem. And Maris Ayin also lends itself to the fact that the appearance of the non-Jew working for the Jew, so that undermines what we wanted to accomplish, like the Rambam says, to make clear that the non-Jew should not be perceived working for the Jew, which undermines the sanctity of Shabbos, and therefore eventually, Chas v'Shalom, it leads to people taking Shabbos lightly and doing a mere malacha themselves. So Maris Ayin over here plays a very big role. And we're going to see the different points. So the first point that the Chayyim says, so again, the Chayyim said that Chayyim Persik Adam im Anochri al Malacha b'Erev Shabbos. A person can arrange with a non-Jew about Malacha on Erev Shabbos, philosomical Kabbalah Shabbos, even immediately prior to Kabbalah Shabbos, Anochri Oysam HaMalacha b'Shabbos, and he knows that the non-Jew will do the work on Shabbos. That's still going to be permitted, but dafka pi oifanim elu, dafka and under these circumstances. Number one, aleph shel yaseh b'beis Yisrael. This work has to be done not in the beis Yisrael or a beis Yisrael. It has to be done outside, away from the Jew's home. Shal kaponim yotzi hakelim mi'beis Yisrael kadam Shabbos. And furthermore, not only does the malacha have to be done outside of the Jew's home, the whatever materials which are going to be involved in the process which the non-Jew is accepting from the Jew and receiving from the Jew have to be removed from the Jew's home before Shabbos. So if the Nochi wants to show up, the non-Jew wants to show up late at night to pick up the items and then proceed to take them elsewhere and work with them, it's going to be problematic because since he takes the materials from the Jew on Shabbos, it looks like the Jew has directed to him, given the directive to him on Shabbos, and the Jew may not give the directive to him on Shabbos. All of this has to take place, all the arrangements have to take place before Shabbos. Here, there'll be an appearance that the arrangements are taking place on Shabbos. That's going to be problematic. So that is a concern of Maris Ayin, that if it's done by Yisrael, it looks like it's going to be, the Jew is directing him to do it. And even to take the materials from the Jew who's home on Shabbos, again, it looks like the Jew is directing him to do it while it's on Shabbos. Let me just clarify that sentence. Not that the Jew is directed to him to do it on Shabbos. The Jew is directing him, comma, while it's Shabbos. The Jew is telling him on Shabbos to do the work. Whenever he does the work, if the Jew tells him on Shabbos, it's a problem. So both are problematic. Beis sheyipsik lo yischar. This arrangement has to be done that the non-Jew is being paid. So when the non-Jew is being paid, his primary focus is not the Jew, it's his money. Whereas when the non-Jew is not being paid, he's doing it as a favor for the Jew. His main focus is, I want to help the Jew, I want to do something for the Jew. So when he wants to do it for the Jew, we look at him as being much more of an extension of the Jew. When he's doing it for his pay, we look at it primarily, he's doing it for himself and not for the Jew. So the concept of shlichus, that we look at the person as an extension, is diminished and minimized by the fact that the person, the non-Jew, is receiving payment. Each one of these points, we will get more clarification as we go along. Okay, that's number 2. Number 3, gimel, shloyeh schayyem el bekablanus. So a person can accept a job to do in multiple ways. One of them is that the person is mekabel, he accepts the job, which means he's a contractor, he takes over the responsibility for the job. Person hires a plumber, the plumber is to install something in the bathroom, a shower, a toilet, a vanity. That's the job. The job belongs to the non-Jew or to the plumber. So he's not working for you. He's not a hired worker who's working for you for the day. He's here for a specific job, and that's it. So when the person has undertaken the job, now the job belongs to him. So he's working for himself. The person is hired to be the worker, to be available for you for work for the day, so that he's working for you. So this, again, addresses the shlichus concept. How do we look at whether the person is an extension of you or not? So that's the first three conditions that the Chayyot mentions. And Mr. Shemuel, we'll continue to clarify more in the upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.